Good morning. Blustery and cold overnight, and temperatures this morning starting out in the teens and lower 20s across most of interior New York and New England. A few flurries and scattered snow showers across the western Adirondacks closer to Lake Ontario, but most of us are dry on this Wednesday morning. It'll be a dry day today, with the exception of a few passing flurries in the mountains, and with that northwest breeze, more of a chill in the air again, with highs only in the upper 20s and lower 30s on average, wind chill values in the teens and lower 20s. An Alberta Clipper will approach from the Great Lakes tonight, producing clouds, and a few snow showers are possible as the moisture-starved system passes by. No accumulation is expected, and temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-20s on average. This will set us up for another blustery and cold day tomorrow. Behind the Clipper, the wind will increase again out of the north and west, so we'll have in-and-out sunshine, that breeze, and passing snow showers, with temperatures topping out in the mid-30s. Closer to Lake Ontario, we'll start to see more accumulating snows in the western Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley through tomorrow afternoon. More snow showers around on Friday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy, with highs again in the lower to mid-30s. High pressure will finally build in starting off the weekend on Saturday with a good amount of sunshine. Clouds will be on the increase, though, later in the day as temperatures reach the middle and upper 30s. A storm system developing out of the southern plains will head in our direction for the second half of the weekend and early next week. This will produce mostly cloudy skies but milder air on Sunday, with the chance of a few rain showers and highs in the mid-40s, then back into the 50s, though, with some rain showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings remain in effect for the snow belts of New York, where as much as 4 to 5 feet of snow has already fallen in just the last 36 hours, particularly south and east of Buffalo. While these areas will get a bit of a break today with only 5 to 10 inches of snow, the lake effect will pick up in full force again late tonight, and another 1 to 3 feet of snow is expected through early Friday morning. Downwind of Lake Ontario, up to 3 feet of snow is also possible by Friday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Walb Lake, Anguilla, at 12 noon back last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Dubrovnik, Croatia, at 6 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility, snow showers and fog along with blowing snow, 4 below 0 with a west-northwest wind at 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 4. 46% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Homestead Air Force Base in Florida to a low of 22 below zero at Lamar Ranger Station, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, snow 3 to 5 inches by the end of the day with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 47 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 71 set in 1921 and the record low 12 in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m. 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold today, with highs staying in the 20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today, with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, in and out sun, breezy and cold today with passing flurries and some snow showers, and some heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Snow showers around tonight with lows right around 20 degrees. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold today with highs near 30. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows around 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today and breezy, with temperatures topping out near 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few passing snow showers and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold, passing snow showers Friday in the lower to mid-30s. On Saturday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers Sunday in the mid-40s, mid-50s on Monday with more rain showers possible, and breezy and turning cooler on Tuesday with highs back into the 40s under a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.